This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology. And we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to the Q&A with Koloff and questions and answers. This is where you get the opportunity to ask me, the host, the questions. And sometimes it's in studio. More often it's a phone call where I'm calling you because you're not always here in the North Carolina area. But with me today in studio, Santosh Agumkar.
Hey,
did I get it?
Did I get it right?
All right. I'm like, not your typical American name, Santosh, just so you know.
It is an American name.
But for our listeners out there, let's give them a little backstory, a little backdrop. So you're originally from India.
Yes.
And born and raised there, grew up there. You're a PK.
Yes, born and raised in near Mumbai, Bombay. That's what people know. So, but I was a little further down from Mumbai.
Okay.
And then my dad was a teacher first. And then when Lord called him into the ministry, he gave up that teaching job in his 20s and then got into full-time ministry as a pastor after going to seminary and learning everything. Then he was a pastor for 16 to 18 years. And then after that, he was a principal of the Bible College and so forth.
But he was in ministry. Look, you've told me the story. This blows me away. But he lived to be 89?
He was 89, and he was, until his death, he was in the ministry. And day before he died, he did the communion, prepared communion, and did the communion service. And my brother said, but wait a minute, this Sunday is not a communion Sunday. We said, no, I want to prepare this ahead of time anyway.
I wonder if he knew something.
That's what we were thinking too.
Yeah, because, full-time right up to really essentially the day of his passing, basically.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is, what a way to go out.
Yeah, and he did not even suffer. Boom, just like heart attack
suffering.
He had, and he was gone.
Wow.
And that's where, he served the Lord, and he's with the Lord, and he lived the life. He ran the race. And that is a tremendous testimony.
It is a testimony. I know you've told me, and by the way, for those of you listening out there, go to the Man Up Show. I do a full interview with Santosh. You got to hear this fast. I'm serious. You got to hear this fascinating story, how this man came from India with one suitcase and $200, and fast forward all these years later, owner of his own television network, global television network. We'll talk more about that in a second. You're watching your dad. He's walking the walk, not just talking the talk, but he's walking the walk. And I know you told me that it was, you were maybe 16, 17 in your teenage years that you surrendered your life to Christ, that you came to
right.
Faith in Christ.
That was a Youth for Christ camp, and we rode a bicycle 30 miles with, you know, teenagers. So
30 miles just to get to the camp.
Yes, yes. And it was fun. It took a day and a half to get there. We stopped overnight. Wow. And then the message was 1 Corinthians chapter 6, today is the day of salvation. What would you do if you die today? Where will you go? And that really hit me, you know, because teenagers, we are doing all kinds of things. And next thing you know, that word like that, though I heard the message many times from my dad, but that was a different.
A different speaker, a different setting. And sometimes it's that way, right? From somebody else, a third party, you might say, things just hit you slightly differently, don't they?
And so. Lord has his ways to speak to everyone different way.
Wow. So you give your life to Christ. You move to America. You're an entrepreneur at an early age. I know you were in radio and eventually got into television. Been in it many years. As I mentioned, now have your own television network. But you also beautiful wife and daughter as well.
Wonderful,
right?
Daughter, wonderful wife, and daughter is now 23. Just finished her master's program at Wake Forest University.
Wow.
And she's working, and we are very blessed to have a wonderful daughter.
You've been married how long?
28 years, and we had only one argument.
Oh, my goodness.
And that argument is still going on.
I was going to say, you it's a good thing you got your own TV network, because you can have a show on that every day of the week. I'm just saying. So, that's a great answer. So, well, what a fascinating story. And I'm serious. I can't emphasize it enough. Go to the archives, go to the podcast archives, and pull up the interview with Santosh Gumkar.
Yes, sir.
And listen to his fascinating story of how he came here to America with virtually nothing, and how it was such a walk of faith. And you'll hear him tell a lot more details of that walk of faith. Now, God just opened door after door after door after door,
yes.
Right?
And I'm not even perfect. I don't know why, but Lord opened the door. But there is a reason for everybody and everything. We need to just trust the Lord and walk by faith.
Yeah, absolutely. And you will be blessed by his story, his full story. And so, well, this is the Q&A with Koloff, where you get to ask me the questions. And so let's flip it around here and give you that opportunity. And if you're ready, what's your first question for me?
Nikita, I appreciate giving me this opportunity. Also, a question I always had. We met at TCT's TV station here in Greensboro.
Yeah, a number of years ago.
Yeah, was quite a few years back. And that fascinated me, that you being a wrestler came to know the Lord and full-time in the ministry. And then I always wonder, how could be a wrestler be evangelist, and what kind of ministry is that? You know?
Right. No, yeah. I understand.
But coming from India, I didn't catch that, because wrestling was fascinating to see. These bodybuilders are wrestling there, and how they're hitting each other and all that.
Right.
I didn't know it was all made up there, but still fascinated me. So you had name, you had fame, and you had all kinds of money at your feet. You didn't need anything. You are a self-made man. But you did not have peace. That is, did you have peace? That's what I wanted to ask.
No, actually I didn't. I mean, it's a great question, because the truth of the matter is, I had all this, as you mentioned, success.
Yeah.
But there was a real sense of unfulfillment. I mean, I'd be less than honest if I didn't say, I was thrilled by the roar of the crowd. Like, you stand in an auditorium and there's 10, 15, 20, 30,000 people chanting your name,
right,
or booing you or cheering you.
there's
a certain adrenaline rush with that.
Right.
Winning championship belts and titles and all of that. But at the same time, at the end of the day, all those cheers or boos stop, and then you got to look for the next thrill and the next thrill and the next thrill.
Wow.
And so, look, I'm blown away as much by being in ministry as you are. Like, I didn't grow up as a kid dreaming of being a pro wrestler. I never in a million years dreamed I would have been in full-time ministry as an evangelist and missionary to the world, but God, right? In fact, I had a gate agent one time. I was checking in for a plane trip, and she said to me, she was a fan, and she said, "Oh, are you still wrestling?" I go, "Well, actually, I'm a minister." And she paused for a moment, Santosh, and she goes, "Well, that's like polar opposite ends of the world." Kind of like you thought first met me. And she's like, how's that work? I go, "But God."
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com. Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it. And follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
And I say all that to say, you can have all the success in the world, but what I realized was without that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you're going to, all if you're honest, you're going to, there's always going to be a sense of emptiness there, a void in your life.
So, as you said, there is a sense of emptiness, having everything, all worldly things at your feet, but you had that emptiness, but you accepted Christ, and that gave you peace, everlasting peace. That changed your life. So your colleagues and friends and family members, they saw, what was their reaction to that? And so, how you responded to that?
Yeah, great question. So wrestlers by nature, and I don't know about every sport, but by nature are somewhat skeptical. Yeah. Just because of the nature of our wrestling business, as you mentioned, it's entertainment. You know, we're putting on a show, so to speak. And so they're kind of skeptical by nature. My family, much more receptive to the fact that I'd surrendered my life and became a Christ follower.
Right.
The wrestlers took more time for them to actually see it. For you might not that I needed to prove it, but you know, it's like that old saying, actions speak louder than words.
Correct.
So more than just me going and necessarily being testifying to them, was being around them and me seeing that I was indeed a changed man. And so by seeing the changes, they eventually came to believe that what had happened was real. Unlike wrestling, that what happened was real.
So, Nikita, you had everything, and you fulfilled all that worldly desire, everything, and now you're full-time ministry. Question is this: if you have to live again, will you choose wrestling or ministry?
Well, here's the interesting thing for me. When I look at my wrestling career, and if someone wanted more of that story, maybe they're not totally familiar with that story. I mean, they can go on my website, go on koloff.net, get wrestling, get the book, Nikita, A Tale of the Ring of Redemption. It has my full story in there, how valuable, how rewarding what I'm doing now that you can't put a price tag on. I mean, Santosh, when I left wrestling at the age of 33, it was right before the big explosion of wrestling and big fat contracts and all of that. And so I didn't make multiple millions of dollars back in my day like guys are in wrestlers and other athletes are making now.
Right.
But that said, in the past 28 years, since 17 October 1993, when I gave my life to Jesus, now having traveled to 30 different countries, all 50 states, speaking to audiences as little as one and as big as 73,000 in Jamaica, and seeing thousands and thousands of people respond to an altar call, as we call it, how do you put a price tag on that? And so what I'm doing now, I feel is the ultimate call on my life, number one, and number two, the most rewarding thing I could ever do in my life.
So you travel, as you said, you travel 30 plus countries and you had all kinds of name, fame, and you self-made man and you didn't need anything and you said Christ was the answer. Why Christ? Why not Buddha, Muhammad, other religious leaders?
So even growing up, I wasn't a religious guy, whether it was Christianity or Buddhism or anything else. Religion wasn't on my radar.
Right.
Right. I was just all, as you said, I was a self-made man. I was all about me.
Right.
It was my world. You were just living in it. Okay. If you didn't like it, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Right? and so I was familiar, you know, I'm familiar with other religions, but there was never a draw to any of those other religions. And then I'd met this Christian couple through a business adventure that I was involved in after wrestling. And so for me, it was just a drawing, a wooing of what I would say the Holy Spirit to the altar to surrender my life to Christ. And then understanding, learning that he had a much bigger and better plan for me. And when I think about the journey I now am on, There's just no. I mean, he said, I'm reminded of a scripture that says Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody comes to the Father except through me." And so all those other avenues end up hitting a brick wall, as I have learned. Mm-hmm. And there's only one who's ever died and been resurrected. The rest of them are all in a grave, but there's only one who rose again.
So what I hear that is, and this is my life verse also, it says, Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify the Father who is in heaven." So the attention is not towards me, though I'm doing good works and not taking the credit, but giving glory and honor to God. That's what your life was after coming to Christ and accepting Him. Though you had all kinds of treasure, money, finance, help, name, fame, self-made man.
Yeah.
But you are letting your light shine.
So I would just tag onto that, that there was a day when notoriety and power and prestige and material things were a focus of mine and the accumulation of those things. But come to realize now at the station I am in life, or the point of this juncture of life for me now, that I have no interest in chasing after all the things the world has to offer. It's an empty chase. Mm-hmm. Reverend Billy Graham one time called it, I think, the empty chase. And Solomon, I think, called it in Ecclesiastes as well. The vanity, vanity. It's all vanity, right? So where I'm at this point is everything I do, everything, and I still go out and do autograph signings. I'm still out in the wrestling world trying to let that light shine as best I can.
Yes.
But my focus now is that everything I do, my hope is I bring glory to God. At the end of the day, that I've left a mark for His kingdom and not a stain.
Amen. So what I hear is chasing all these worldly things will not fulfill and give you that eternal peace. It's only through Christ.
Only through Christ. Only.
And we cannot bring anything in the world and cannot take anything out of the world. So as you said, as Billy Graham said, we are chasing the empty chess.
Yep.
And the top is all empty.
Yeah, you can climb to the pinnacle. You can get to the top of the mountain, only to find out, because even then, it's even, guys who've done that, climbed Mount Everest and all these other mountains, only to find, okay, I've done that, I've checked that box, now what? Yeah. Now what? And I found too many people don't know their purpose, their true purpose, and why God created them and brought them here. And gave them life, and that's what ultimately each and every one of us need to pursue. But what is your purpose in life? What kind of difference are you going to make, and what kind of impact and impression are you going to leave once you leave here?
Amen to that. Yep. Amen to that.
Yep. So
wonderful. Thank you for your giving me opportunity to come and ask a question.
Well, also, man, I thank you. Thank you for being on the Q&A with Koloff. And again, I want to encourage all of you, go to the podcast archives and pull up Santosh Gum Car. I'm going to keep saying that to make sure I get it right. His fascinating story. And go check out his television network, Global Television Network. Give that website one more time, if you would.
www.gtvnetwork.us. gtvnetwork.us for our website. And then for Facebook, facebook.com Global Television Network. And of course, YouTube, you can go Global Television Network or on our website also.
So tune in for another episode, Q&A with Koloff. God bless you, and appreciate you dialing in each and every week.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
Mm-hmm. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.